首先播放两分钟的音乐信号，请监考老师调试好播音设备的音量。音乐结束后，听力考试正式开始。
解 A， 听句子，根据所听内容选择符合题意的图画回答问题，每小题听一遍。
1. Linda likes playing volleyball.
2. Mike went to Qingdao by plane last night.
3. I entered a chess competition last summer.
Four. Alice likes swimming in her free time on weekends.
Five. Mary is trying on a pair of jeans in this clothes store.
B. 听对话。回答每段对话后面的问题，在每小题所给的三个选项中，选出一个最佳答案。每段对话听两遍。听第一段对话，回答第六小题。
Hi, John. These posters are so beautiful. Are they yours?
Yes, my hobby.Is collecting posters. I think it is interesting.
Hi, John. These posters are so beautiful. Are they yours?
Yes, my hobby is collecting posters. I think it is interesting.
听第二段对话。回答第七小题。
You play basketball very well, Jack.
Thanks. I really practice a lot, usually 3 times a week.
You play basketball very well, Jack.
Thanks. I really practice a lot, usually 3 times a week.
Kate,
it's 8 o'clock now. Hurry up, or you won't catch the bus.
Oh, don't worry. I will take a taxi to school.
Kate, it's 8 o'clock now. Hurry up, or you won't catch the bus.
Oh, don't worry. I will take a taxi to school.
When
is your father leaving for New York, Eddie?
He is leaving on New Year's Day. He will stay there for 3 days.
When is your father leaving for New York, Eddie?
He is leaving on New Year's Day. He will stay there for 3 days.
Excuse me, could you tell me where the museum is?
Sure, go along this road to Center Street. Then you will see it between a park and a bookshop.
Excuse me, could you tell me where the museum is?
Sure, go along this road to Center Street. Then you will see it between a park and a bookshop. Hi, Amy. You look worried. What's wrong?
Hi, Mr. White. I can't stop thinking about the competition next week. I am worried about it.
I wish I could be helpful. Hey, let's go to my office this afternoon and practice together.
Sorry, but I have to send my dog to the pet hospital. What about tomorrow afternoon?
That will be fine. Hi, Amy. You look worried. What's wrong?
Hi, Mr. White. I can't stop thinking about the competition next week. I am worried about it.
I wish I could be helpful. Hey, let's go to my office this afternoon and practice together.
Sorry, but I have to send my dog to the pet hospital. What about tomorrow afternoon?
That will be fine.
What's your hobby, Mike?
My hobbies are playing football and tennis.
I want to start a new hobby, but I don't know what to choose. Do you have any ideas?
Have you tried playing volleyball?
Yes, I have, but it's very tiring.
Do you like art? The art teacher is going to start a new after-school club. There you can learn to draw.
It sounds interesting. I think I will join the club. What's your hobby, Mike?
My hobbies are playing football and tennis.
I want to start a new hobby, but I don't know what to choose. Do you have any ideas?
Have you tried playing volleyball?
Yes, I have, but it's very tiring.
Do you like art? The art teacher is going to start a new after-school club. There you can learn to draw.
It sounds interesting. I think I will join the club.
C. 听短文，请根据所听内容，在每小题所给出的三个选项中，选出一个能完成句子的最佳答案。短文听两遍。听第一篇短文，回答第16至20小题。
I'm David, and I come from Canada. I am in Beijing with my parents now. We are living happily in China. I think Chinese people are very nice and friendly. Tomorrow is Sunday, and I have a lot of things to do. In the morning, I will go to the hospital to visit my best friend Jerry because he has a fever. In the afternoon, I will go to the old people's home with my classmates first.There, we will read stories to the old people. After that, we will go to the zoo to see a baby panda. In the evening, I plan to stay at home with my parents. What a busy but meaningful Sunday. I think I will be tired but happy. I am David, and I come from Canada. I am in Beijing with my parents now. We are living happily in China.I think Chinese people are very nice and friendly. Tomorrow is Sunday, and I have a lot of things to do. In the morning, I will go to the hospital to visit my best friend Jerry because he has a fever. In the afternoon, I will go to the old people's home with my classmates first. There, we will read stories to the old people. After that, we will go to the zoo to see a baby panda.In the evening, I plan to stay at home with my parents. What a busy but meaningful Sunday. I think I will be tired but happy.
听第二篇短文，回答第21至25小题。
Cindy is my aunt. She was born in February 1988. She became interested in listening to the radio when she was 7 years old, and she decided to be a presenter when she was 12. She worked really hard to make her dream come true. In 2003, she found a part-time job at the local radio station, and she worked there 3 times a week.It was tiring, but she enjoyed it. After that, in 2012, she became a TV presenter on the city TV station. Now she's very successful. Once, I asked her about the secret of her success. She told me that there wasn't any secret but hard work. I should set a goal for myself and work hard for it,till I become successful at last. I thought she was totally right. Cindy is my aunt. She was born in February 1988. She became interested in listening to the radio when she was 7 years old, and she decided to be a presenter when she was 12. She worked really hard to make her dream come true. In 2003, she found a part-time job at the local radio station, and she worked there 3 times a week. It was tiring, but she enjoyed it. After that, in 2012, she became a TV presenter on the city TV station. Now she's very successful. Once, I asked her about the secret of her success. She told me that there wasn't any secret but hard work. I should set a goal for myself and work hard for it till I become successful at last. I thought she was totally right.
D. 听填信息。你将听到一篇关于 Amy 夏令营经历的短文。请你根据所听内容填写下面的信息卡。短文听两遍。
I'm Amy. I'll never forget the first time I left my home for more than one night. When I was 12 years old, I went to a summer camp for 1 month. When my parents first told me about the camp, I was excited. There were all kinds of activities, swimming, baseball, chess, and so on. My mom helped me choose my clothes and prepare my bag. My parents drove me to the camp. When I arrived, I saw a lot of children, but I didn't know anyone. I felt nervous. Finally, the time came when my parents said goodbye to me and asked me to write to them often. I had a terrible feeling. But then I met a tall girl. She came to me and said hello to me. She told me that her name is Tammy. She asked me to ride horse. So we went off and we had a wonderful time at the camp. I'm Amy. I'll never forget the first time I left my home for more than one night. When I was 12 years old, I went to a summer camp for 1 month. When my parents first told me about the camp, I was excited. There were all kinds of activities, swimming, baseball, chess, and so on. My mom helped me choose my clothes and prepare my bag. My parents drove me to the camp. When I arrived, I saw a lot of children, but I didn't know anyone. I felt nervous. Finally, the time came when my parents said goodbye to me and asked me to write to them often. I had a terrible feeling. But then I met a tall girl. She came to me and said hello to me. She told me that her name is Tammy. She asked me to ride horse. So we went off and we had a wonderful time at the camp.
听力考试到此结束。